From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump expressed optimism that Congress will approve the USMCA quickly while hosting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House. He told reporters he trusts both the Senate and Speaker Pelosi and the House will approve it in a bipartisan fashion. According to AgriMarketing.com, the president's expression of confidence in Pelosi follows praise heaped on her by U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer last week that could increase pressure on her to get House Democrats in line behind the agreement. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has revised rules governing the movement of plant pests. As reported in the Packer.com, the regulation aligns plant pest regulations with current agency policies. According to the USDA, the changes make the permitting process faster and simpler for certain low-risk pests and pathogens while allowing us to focus our resources regulating high-risk organisms. The final rule will go into effect August 9th. This year, the Pacific Northwest is apparently America's desert, with areas of the U.S. considered in drought at historic lows here in 2019. AgriMarketing.com reports the latest U.S. drought monitor shows overly dry conditions are currently affecting only 10% of the country. Currently, the primary areas affected include portions of the southeast, parts of northern North Dakota, and here in the Pacific Northwest. NOAA anticipates wetter than normal weather probable throughout July for a large portion of the central U.S. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.